The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. TIAA makes you a retirement promise, a promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life. Learn more at TIAA.org/promisespayoff.
LinkedIn presents.
Welcome to Brown Table Talk. I am DC Marshall, founder and CEO of diverseandengaged.com. I'm a DEI thought leader and a LinkedIn top voice. I'm here with my co-host, Mita. Hey there, Mita.
Hey there, Dee. I am Mita Malik. I'm a Wall Street Journal and USA Today bestseller, a business leader, a LinkedIn top voice, and most importantly, a mom.
And if you've been listening to the show, you know, Mita and I, we started Brown Table Talk as a place to spill the tea on the hard truths women of color face in their workplaces from my perspective as a Black woman. And for Mita, her view as a South Asian woman at our table, you all know, we unpack it all. We don't leave any juicy details out of the story. We will protect names, but we protect the innocent. But then we provide you with tips you need on not how do you survive, but how do you thrive in organizations wherever you are. All right, so Mita, what are we talking about on today's show?
All right, Dee, drum roll please. I've been holding on to this conversation for you, my friend. Should I give 2 weeks' notice?
Oh!
Should I give 2 weeks' notice? So let's get into it. We're gonna spill some tea, share some stories. Oh, do I have some stories, Dee? But what say you, my friend? What is it about the 2 weeks' notice?
I think right now, there's a cultural thing going on because where did it come from, right?
I know where it came from. I figured it out. You know how where it came from?
I figured you would either figure it out or do the research. Now, you know, I don't need to do the research. I'm going to figure it out where it came from because it's 50, 60, 70 years old. So you go. What's your thought?
My thought is it's the payroll. It's tied to the payroll, right? It is that people get paid every 2 weeks. And so guess what? If I was going to quit and give you my resignation, I work for you, I want that paycheck. So I'm going to do the 2 weeks notice. That's what I thought. But what do you think? That, and I couldn't really actually, you know, Google's my best friend, but Google didn't help me on this one. I didn't maybe spend as much time, but that's what I came up with just thinking about it on my own. It's like the 2 week payroll.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think a piece of it, you're right. You know what I think that goes above that? I think so much of business practices and policies that date back long before we were here, but let's just anchor it in 50, 60, 100-year-old establishments. It was, I believe, their guardrails and respect rails. Like, you will respect the authority, and that's the baseline, is, you know, a matter of respect. Because think about when you don't give a notice and you just walk in like, look, I'm done. And, you know, because some people are stacking their cash for that little, that bump you with that bump you money, you know, they got the little bump you money over there on the side. So I think that it was more respect. And I do think you're right. To some extent, it probably has something to do with the payroll and the processing.
Yes. All the systems and the processing. Let me tell you, there's been a few times in my career where I wish I could have just walked in that day. We talked about rage quitting. This is my last day. But let me tell you, Dee, why this came up, because I want your reaction to this. So why this came up for me was I am coaching an individual, mentoring her, woman of color from past work experience company where we were together. And she is resigning. She has quit her current employer and she gave 2 weeks. What do you think happened? She's mid-career. They came back and said, but it's planning season. Can you give us 3 weeks? And she said, okay, I'll give you the 3 weeks. Now, what do you think happens next? Then a few days later, the boss is like, could you do a month for the transition? We really need a month. Can you go back to your where you signed for your future employer and talk to them about this? I'm like, no, time out. No. Now it goes back to the 2 weeks. Now you have pushed me so far. Let's go back to the 2 weeks. But isn't that, wow. Now the employer is negotiating out of respect. She's like, 2 weeks. Okay, now I'll do three. And let me say, we'll talk about this. This is not at the executive level, because at executive levels, you're a founder and CEO. At my level, you're likely giving a month or more if there's a transition. It depends, but no. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and now four. What say you, Dee?
See, I think they're playing on her emotions. I just think that's a form of, well, let me back up. Is it a large corporation, a smaller or a smaller outfit?
Mid-size,
they can make do. They can find someone else. In fact, they can give it to the person sitting in the desk next to them. I'm going to be quite honest. And I will also say this. If I'm that manager of the person who is given the 2 weeks notice and they have another job, there's only so much that I'm going to ask you before it's borderline a disregard and a disrespect for what you have lined up and for what you have planned and the agreement that you have made with someone else, right? It's like holding you back as a form of, do you know what I mean? I'm putting it on me. In fact, I've lost an employee the end of last year. She's amazing. And as soon as she told me, I mean, of course she gave more than enough notice and I celebrated her. I never hold people back and she was the best of the best of the best. Do you see what I mean?
That's what leaders do.
That's what leaders do. It is selfish. It would be selfish for me.
It would be selfish. You might come back. You might come back and work together. The world is a small place. Treat people with respect on their way out as much as they've given you in their company. Celebrate them.
Right. So to your question, what is that about when they ask for more time and more time? It's, again, it's a disregard, a disrespect, what you have lined up is not important. We are more important. And so it's prioritizing. It is a disregard and a disrespect if I, the manager, am putting myself first. And I'm going to say to you, Mita, oh, you know what? We really need a little bit more time. So I know you said 2-3 weeks you do. Would you be able to extend an additional, just can you somehow negotiate? Because who is that serving, Mita? That's serving me as the employer. Or actually, and let me help out employers here, and I'm going to help out leaders. It's not even the employer. Guess who that's serving? That's serving the manager. That's serving the manager. Because it could be a great company. And this is, we should put this in the parking lot and come back to when corporations, the institution may be good. But you have a few, either not some bad apples, but then some that are just, they have the blind spot. They lack self-awareness. They don't have the leadership. Or as you know, y'all like to talk about the gravitas. No, it's the leadership. Okay. Leadership. Okay. Let's just stop. And so to know the borderline of supporting talent and making them feel like they belong here by releasing them when it's time to go, celebrate that talent.
It's time to go. Or how about this? I remember one time when I resigned and the woman who, this is important. Listen, we're at the Brown Table Talk. Thank you very much for being here. We are here to serve women of color and allies. Thank you for being here. I resigned to a woman who identified as a white woman. She cried the entire time I resigned.
Mita.
No, she did. I have witnesses and I will call upon them.
Play this out. No, you went into the office or you called her?
No, I went into the office, physically into the office to resign. To actually, my boss was not there at the time. My boss was on vacation for like 3 weeks. So I had to go resign to, at the time, someone more senior. This woman cried and started sobbing the entire time and I'm trying to give my 2 weeks. And she said to me, I can't believe you're leaving. I can't believe you're leaving. And I can't believe you're only giving 2 weeks. And I was early to mid-career at that point. You know what I wanted to say? I can't believe you didn't promote me. Thank you very much. Like that was the response I wanted to say. Of course I didn't. But you know what I mean? It's like, I can't believe it. Exactly what you're saying. Note to leaders, why are people resigning? Understand that and let them go with kindness and grace and let them go to what they're meant to do next. Because if you held them back in their job or there were no more opportunities, that might be why they're leaving too. She cried. She sobbed, Dee. She was sobbing. I mean, it was wild. And do you know why? Let me tell you, this was an office where the offices were glass. So people saw glass offices, and they weren't frosted.
Let me write my notes down because there's so much I want to say about this.
I love what you said about when I am resigning as an individual and giving my 2 weeks, I'm headed to something exciting and new in my career. And for the manager to take a moment to honor that, what am I supposed to do? Hand her Kleenex, which is what I did, by the way. I mean,
you
it was
did
an
not.
Awkward.
Yeah.
I did. You know me. She's like sobbing. She's crying. And I like, there was Kleenex and I like moved the box toward her on the desk. I'm like, this is my resignation. Why are you crying?
Can I tell you where I'm stuck at? You didn't have to do her like this, Mita. You did not have to tell me, our super producer, and the entire BTT, let's say listeners and fans and followers and supporters of this show, that this woman was not even your manager. Baby, she was the boss's boss. So you mean to tell me she was one level, two levels removed from the C-suite, carrying on with tears?
She was, absolutely. And I slowly moved the Kleenex box towards her on the decks. I mean, now let me tell you, the context would be, let me be fair here. I might have been the third or fourth person to resign within a month or 2 month period. I can't remember, but a lot of people left that team for reasons we've discussed before at the Brown Table Talk.
No, ma'am. She does not get passes. It is not, I do not get to cry because you're number four if I am a leader at company XYZ. And you know what? I'm just going to say, okay, for our leaders and allies and or people leaders here, this is a conversation, and I'm going to try to put it in the parking lot to not overextend today's show, but I feel like we could really go deep here. And this is, for the parking lot, a matter of being leadership ready and leadership prepared, having a level of emotional intelligence that I can manage myself enough as a leader to not, when I'm hurting, not bleed over talent. So like the same way or the way that you came in, it is our responsibility as leaders to leave people better off. It's okay for me to be heartbroken, but here's how this should go. Oh, Mita, you know what? I'm not going to pretend here and say that this isn't bittersweet because I am sad for us, happy for you. And that's what I always say, you know, because here's a conversation I've had. And Diana, again, it's, you know, you are a gem. You're brilliant. And I'm glad that somebody else saw it. I'm glad that somebody else recognized it. I wish if I had played this out that we could have gotten to the promotion sooner, the next level sooner, the whatever. But I'm happy for you. And there's the script, everybody.
The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. In the last 100 years, we've seen financial markets swing, new currencies come and go, decades of savings lost in days, all showing that a retirement plan without a guarantee, quite simply, isn't enough. So more than a retirement plan, TIAA makes you a retirement promise, a promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life, a promise that pays off. Learn more at TIAA.org/promisespayoff. The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by HubSpot. More to-dos, less time, and so many tools to keep track of. Doing business can be hard, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You just need HubSpot. Their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: higher quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.
So leaders, this is for our parking lot. So if the show is resonating with you, this show, then go into LinkedIn, go over to our LinkedIn. You can go into our DMs and just respond there and let us know if the role play and the scripting and the language of leadership and how to manage or how to be on the other side of this, you know, how to do that, because leaders have to prioritize leadership. Emotional intelligence, which is your intern, your interpersonal skills. It's how you manage yourself and how you connect with other people. And so never should I have cried, and where everybody could hear. Now, I'm going to tell you what the listeners. I'm going to speak as a Black woman. I'm going to speak as a Black woman. So for all of my WG girlfriends, whom I love and adore, but I'm going to speak as a Black woman, that there is a thing, and you've heard it, as white woman tears. And to an extreme, it would be weaponizing tears. And we're not talking about necessarily weaponizing, but there's probably a better frame for using the tears or what the tears really mean. We could put that in the parking lot and come back, because the tears really mean I'm sad for me that I'm losing Mita, who carries the team.
But I love what you just said, because you know what? I felt guilty. I felt sad. I felt shameful in that moment. And guess what, Dee? That was a hugely toxic moment in my career. That entire team was toxic. People kept leaving because of this one individual who reported into the white woman who was sobbing when I went to tell her I resigned. And so she did make it about her. She did make it about her. Because here's the thing, let me be honest. She's lucky I gave 2 weeks. That's the other thing you should be thinking. If people have been hurt and harmed in the workplace and they're moving on because you've dimmed their light, wow. Well, you're lucky I'm giving you 2 weeks. Because that's what I would do. I would never do less than that, particularly just who I am and at that level. But now you want more? After everything you know that's been happening on this team, you want more and you're sad and you're sobbing? Oof.
Yeah, and just the response is the wrong response. Now, there is another, when you give your two-week notice, there's another comeback. The comeback is, you're too good. Happy. I'd be sad for us and happy for you, but guess what? I'm going to fight for you. So can we talk about this? Can we negotiate? Let's talk, or I want to talk now. I want to be really transparent with you, Mita. You're brilliant here, and I know we haven't done the best. Look, listen to me, leaders. Ally, listen, there might be some things happening here and we may not have done the best. We may not have responded swiftly enough. So I could see that, but I want to be really transparent here in this moment. I know you report into, but she reports into me. And so I want to know in this conversation, or maybe if you want to go back and think about it and we can come back later today, first thing in the morning, I want to know, what would it take to keep you here? What is it that you like to do? What is the number? And, you know, I may not be able to do it. We probably won't, but I want you to know you're so valuable to this team.
Wow.
We're in a state of transition. We're in a state of a mess.
Did you know about this? This is the story with this woman. So then 2 days later, she comes back to me. What's it going to take to get you to stay? List of stuff. And I said, no, there was nothing that would get me to stay because you know what? You can't heal in the place that hurt you. Sometimes you cannot heal in the place that hurt you. The head and the heart had left the building. I was meant to move forward. There was nothing that was going to keep me there. No amount of money. But let's talk about this, Dee. I want to talk about the less than 2 weeks and the more than 2 weeks because, you know, as we love Generation Z, we love across generations, people just not going to tolerate what's happening in our workplaces today. And so people are given one-day notice. People are resigning over email. People are like, it's my last days today. And you're like, huh, because we've been taught, we talked about this before, not to burn bridges. It's the right thing to do. But I suppose it's a personal choice. If you have gone through so much hurt and harm there and you need to protect yourself and or, God forbid, you have a family crisis or something else going on, you just, time is precious. This is the day I'm done today. And I have my reasons.
Yeah, you know, I think two thoughts. So one, it is generational, you know, generation now. They're like, generation now is like, no. And I think it's part of, again, you know, if you go back to the 50s, 60s of when institutions were really established and established policies and procedures, although this thing, it does have to do with payroll. I just did a quick search. It is more payroll. So it's to your point. I think this is one of those things that also goes out with all the things that are canceled because culturally they no longer make good sense. They don't speak to generation now. They do not align, not just with generation now. You know what it is? Generation now uncovered that those things like 2 week notice it may or may not, or may put somebody's health at risk to stay another day. When I say generation now, I mean Gen Z and millennials have largely disrupted what was set in motion in the 50s and the 60s, and respectfully and rightfully so, in the way that everything should be up for review at some point. Whatever was in place in a previous century, or decade, it's okay to review. So I think this 2 week notice and no 1 day notice is about those practices and policies are outdated. And the point that I'm going to say again, and I'll leave it here, is I have to give a day notice because I may have a nervous breakdown, meltdown, or I might hurt somebody on this job. So now it's more about physical and mental wellness.
You're also making a statement by doing that, a very clear signal that you're sending. So let's go to the other extreme. Working with people who give more than 2 weeks notice, they give 3 weeks or 4 weeks. I'm like, okay, Matt, you never responded to an email. And now in your last few weeks here, you won't stop sending emails. You're suddenly quite engaged. Okay, Matt, do you ever notice that when people have given their resignation or they say, I quit, and then they stay longer than they should and someone lets them? And then all of a sudden, they're trying to make all these decisions and cause a stir. Right? I'm like, you know, congratulations. As DC Marshall would say, you've been promoted. So move on to your next chapter. We don't need you to make any more decisions here because you've made the decision to move on, and good for you. But why? People saying three, and I'm not talking, let me back up. I'm not talking about CEO transitions. I'm not talking about C-suite transitions. I'm talking about early mid-career when individuals decide to give 3-4 weeks. And you're like, huh? You're here for another month and a half?
Right. I think there's two insights there. So I think where there's a flag is the scenario that you just gave. For somebody who hadn't been showing up and subpar performer, you below expectations, and now you want to do the most on the back end.
Stop sending Slacks and emails and texts.
So that's the one. So you're right. But I do think on the other side, because my rock star who left last year, I think she might have given a little bit of notice. It might have been a month. She knew she was closing out project. So that I respect. And I think that's different. So I do think when you have really great overperformers and they do that, they are managing closing out responsibly to an extent. And they've already negotiated with their next. And that's what I had in my last experience. And I was so grateful for her. Would I have wanted her to stay longer? Yes, but I would never ask her that. Because you know why? Because then that is very self-serving of me. It would be more about me. So I think there's a third scenario is when you give 3 weeks notice, but that person is self-sabotaging, that you give them, you say, you know what? We'll pay you for 3 weeks. You can go now. You know why? Because there's a lack of trust on the back end as to what they're going to do on the way out. They can be disruptive from a negative. There's disruption that advances us, right? Which is shout out to Gen Z and millennials, disruption that advances us. But then there's disruption that will sabotage a manager, a leader, or a company.
I love that.
So I have high level leader. She had this scenario literally in the end of the year, and she kept feeling energetically there's something happening on the team. They didn't perform on a big project, and she felt like there's something. And lo and behold, a couple of weeks, somebody left, and then I think they uncovered emails and they saw blocks and sabotaging, and so energetically she could feel. And so then the another person was left behind to probably do cleanup. And we advise you probably should let them go immediately.
That's important advice. Yeah. Before we head to tips, I had one other funny story to share, which is a trend I'm seeing in the marketplace. So many companies used to let you accumulate vacation days. Do you remember those days? You could save up vacation days and then you'd get paid out the next year, or you'd get paid out when you quit. No more, use it or lose it. But here's what we're doing. I'm moving on. I'm submitting my resignation today, and I'll be giving you 5 weeks notice. 5 weeks notice? Well, it's 2 weeks and my 3 weeks vacation that I didn't use. And so people are doing that. People are doing that more and more. They're adding on their vacation to extend the resignation period. But I'm not working those 3 weeks, but you can pay me for it.
I think that's very fine. Do you like it? I like it. I think it makes sense.
I do like it.
They're not going to pay you. Take it. So they're going to pay you.
What bothers me is that companies should pay out the vacation rather than people feeling like, that's why I'm pausing. I'm like, oh, people should just, why do I have to do that at the end and be like, give me my 5 weeks? Why aren't we paying? Well, it's cost savings, right? But companies are paying for it anyways. Right?
Paying for it anyway.
That doesn't make sense to me. So like, why can't I just give my 2 weeks and move on? Now I have to give my 5 weeks. And it's like, well, just pay me out for the vacation like you should have. But it's a cost savings mechanism. Some companies are doing that. Okay, Dee, as always, we run out of time on these juicy topics, but here we are at tips. And so I'm going to start with one and hand it over to you for two or three. But number one is really for anyone who's listening. Thank you for being here. If you're thinking about resigning, do what makes best sense for you. There are extenuating circumstances where you've been hurt or harmed, or you have a family crisis. And so you have to do what makes sense for you in terms of how much notice you give. Dee, I'm going to hand it over to you for some juicy tips for leaders and allies listening in on two and three.
Yes. And tip number two for leaders, people leaders, allies, just remember, it isn't about you. It's not about us as leaders. You know, Mita mentioned that. I think that is the tip that you have to remember. When somebody walks in, when somebody makes a call, we can't make it about us. You can't make it about you as a leader, the tears, or whatever the response is. It would be just a matter of congratulating them, celebrating them. And if there is an opportunity to counter, begin the negotiation. That's tip number two. And then tip number three, again, leaders, people leaders, allies, listen, if you suspect there is an employee is going to sabotage or doing something that puts the company at risk, then release them and then pay them. Release them immediately and pay them their due. And those are our tips.
Woo! Dee, I so appreciate you. Thank you to the LinkedIn Podcast Network. Thank you to our community. If you enjoyed this conversation, please share it with someone who needs to hear it today. Review, subscribe, and we will see you next time.
Side effects of listening to Brown Table Talk may include allies unleashed, getting paid more, and a dose of badassery all the way around. More at www.browntabletalkpodcast.com.